You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? Twitter has finally done what people have been asking it to do for a long time. They have banned President Trump. Sayonara. He can no longer tweet. Why do they do this? Well, we don't know all the details of the internal discussion, but Twitter has a very strict policy against inciting violence. Donald Trump clearly used Twitter to incite a riot at the Capitol. In that riot, five people died, including a police officer who was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher. So Trump clearly incited violence. He also incited violence in the name of blocking the certification of a fair vote in which he lost. So he incited violence to upend democratic process. That is not a good thing to do. Second reason Twitter did it is that Trump will only be president for two more weeks. So the consequences are less than had they done this a year ago. They do not have to face his wrath. They are less likely to face legislation. Third, Facebook had already taken strong action. So those are probably the main reasons why Twitter acted. Next question is, should Twitter have acted? I have long been in a camp, not entirely popular among my colleagues and peers, that Twitter should not ban the president, even when he incited violence, even when he made racist statements, even when he violated Twitter's terms of service. I believe that Twitter probably was right to carve out an exception for the president of the United States, for newsworthiness, and that democratically elected leaders should be given more leeway on the platform than others. So I have taken a contrary position to many people saying he should not be banned, even when he has clearly violated terms in ways that would have gotten a regular user banned. However, there has to be a line somewhere. And what happened at the Capitol has to have crossed that line. So then this gets to the next question. What will the consequences be? Now, for one, Twitter will be different. I actually have, for years, muted the word Trump. I don't follow his account. And in fact, if there's any tweet that includes the word Trump, I don't see it. I do that because Twitter is so utterly dominated by Trump that even if you mute the word Trump, it's still a huge percentage of the content. I just don't want to spend all of my time on Twitter reading tweets about Trump. But the consequences. So Twitter will change. There will be less Trump content, fewer people dunking on his tweets, responding to his tweets. The whole sort of gravitational force of the Trump Twitter feed will change, and that will certainly be for the better. I don't like his nonsense tweets. I don't like the nonsense responses. I don't like the culture they create. Probably makes Twitter's ecosystem somewhat more sane. But it's also going to push ever more people into different ecosystems. It will push Trump supporters to Parler or to other sites, maybe to, I don't know, to Reddit. Some might go to Facebook. Hey, they might go to Pinterest. Who knows where people are going to go? There'll probably be other platforms that have looser policies on speech. So Twitter will probably become more of a liberal echo chamber, which is not a good thing. It will also have huge consequences for the president's future career. If he tries to run for president again in 2024, he will not be able to use Twitter. Remember, he said when he was campaigning in 2016 that he would not be there if it weren't for Twitter. So ultimately, it's a sad day. You would never want to reach the point where a speech platform would ban the president of the United States. That is an awful thought. On the other hand, what Donald Trump has done with Twitter, what happened at the Capitol, crossed the line. And so I think Twitter probably made the right choice. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you on Monday.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.